Have you ever noticed how the most important conversations are often the ones we have with ourselves? In Note to Self, Joe Thorne revives the ancient Christian practice of preaching to yourself, a discipline embraced by spiritual giants from Augustine to C.S. Lewis. This isn't mere positive self-talk, it's the deliberate application of God's truth to your own heart. In a world where we're bombarded with external voices telling us who we are and what we need, Thorne reminds us that the most transformative dialogue happens within. This forgotten art might be exactly what our distracted, externally validated souls are missing. The practice of preaching to yourself, applying both law and gospel to your heart daily, isn't just another spiritual discipline. It's the fundamental way we appropriate the truths we claim to believe. By speaking God's truth to our own souls, we move from intellectual assent to transformative experience. Like Israel of old, we tend to forget the most basic and important things. We need constant reminders of our former slavery to sin, our new identity in Christ, our purpose for God's glory, and our mission to make disciples. Without these reminders, we lose humility, gratitude, purpose, and connection. Preaching to yourself requires wielding both law and gospel precisely. God's law functions as a window revealing His perfect standard and a mirror reflecting our failure to meet it. It shows what's right, wrong, and needed. The law alone would crush us, which is why the gospel must follow. Jesus offers three transformative gifts: His righteousness becoming ours, His death securing forgiveness, and His resurrection guaranteeing victory. When preaching this gospel to yourself, you remind your soul that in Christ you are righteous despite failings, forgiven despite guilt, and victorious despite struggles. Neither law nor gospel can stand alone. The law reveals brokenness, the gospel provides redemption. This creates a cycle where guilt gives way to grace, producing joyful, free obedience. What once felt burdensome becomes delightful when motivated by gratitude rather than fear. Our view of Jesus tends to shrink over time. We focus on one aspect until we forget the rest, resulting in a diminished Christ easily eclipsed by idols and ego, explaining why we sometimes lack passion for eternal things while overflowing with enthusiasm for the temporal. Jesus is bigger than you think. The perfect revelation of God, the radiance of His glory, creator and sustainer of everything. Everything belongs to Him and exists for Him. When this reality captures your imagination, competing idols lose their power. This expanded view transforms our spiritual disciplines. Singing becomes a high expression of joy and natural response to grace. Gratitude shifts from occasional sentiment to the humble response of a transformed heart. Fear evolves from earthly anxiety to holy reverence that produces awe and careful living. Your theology remains incomplete until articulated for others. God revealed Himself so you could both know Him and make Him known. Don't treat your daily work as separate from God's purposes. Your work glorifies Him when done in faith, thankfulness, and godliness, reflecting His beauty to those around you. The gospel transforms how we relate to others. Stop judging others. You won't until you cease seeing yourself as the measure of righteousness. Judge not doesn't mean abandoning discernment, but releasing hypercritical, condemning attitudes. Your experience of grace should drive you to show mercy. Consider how you treat those with opposing beliefs or political views. Even your tipping habits reveal your heart. Generous tipping, despite poor service, demonstrates grace that won't go unnoticed. The gospel frees us from pretending. We all present good faces when things aren't well, but this superficial persona stems from pride and prevents authentic connection. When you lack transparency, you deny others the chance to speak truth into your life. The gospel creates space for honesty about being both sinners and saints. You can't follow Jesus faithfully alone. God's declaration that it is not good for man to be alone addresses our fundamental need for community. You need to both hear and speak biblical truth in relationships. God places people in your life to encourage and correct you, yet often we expect Him to speak only through Scripture or prayer. What many miss is that God primarily answers prayers for wisdom through other people. In your pursuit of Christ-like love, remember that true love for God naturally creates abhorrence for all that opposes Him. Do you hate sin itself, not just its consequences? Complacency often stems from insufficient passion in both love and hatred. Like Paul, you need hatred for sin and love for the Savior to effectively war against the flesh while hoping in Jesus. You may maintain good conduct while neglecting your heart. Without internal work, external behavior has little value and may collapse when tested. While religious people focus on appearances, God is concerned with your heart. When you keep that, everything else follows. Heartkeeping means maintaining communion with God and pursuing transformation through worship, scripture, prayer, and church fellowship. You'll never be done with repentance until death or Christ's return. It demands daily intentionality, revulsion for sin, resolution to walk in righteousness, and repetition of this cycle. Public worship isn't just spiritual refueling or entertainment. While gathering with believers encourages you, its primary purpose is glorifying God. Come prepared to offer your entire self to the God who rescued you. Though gathered worship may be the week's highlight, it's sustained by ongoing private worship beyond mere quiet time. Limiting scripture and prayer to brief morning sessions creates isolated spiritual moments followed by essentially atheistic days. True private worship connects daily experiences to spontaneous prayers and praise. Despite its imperfections, the church remains essential to God's mission and your spiritual growth. You cannot thrive on weekly services, podcasts, and books alone. Approach your faith community not as a consumer, but as a vital member of a body. Hebrews warns that mutual encouragement protects believers from sin's hardening effect. Without it, your heart becomes less sensitive to the Spirit and increasingly blind to your own corruption. God doesn't promise a life without affliction, but offers grace to suffer well and discover the gospel's riches through pain. While asking for relief is natural, what matters more is trusting God's promise to use trials for His glory and our good. Suffering reveals our true dependence and shapes our identity. The depth of your repentance impacts your faith's vibrancy, not because you repent well, but because in repenting, you recognize both your sin's darkness and the magnificent grace that overcomes it. When we preach to ourselves, we're reshaping our desires and realigning our lives with God. In our distracted world, this practice of speaking truth to ourselves may be more essential than ever. What truth does your soul most need to hear today?